Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready for a Jones and Arcan reunion?
I'm ready, Jones.
No Keith today? I think he's off to the great city of Cleveland, I think, is where
what?
He's off to.
Wow.
I believe.
A little early for a sick brag, bro.
Yeah, I don't want to blow up the man's spot, but I think he's living the life of luxury in the great city of Cleveland, as I believe. He loves the Rust Belt.
It's another day being jealous of Rich Keefe. You know? What else can you say? Cleveland, huh? What's he doing in Cleveland?
I think he has a good buddy who lives out there. So I think it's a boys' trip. Boys'
okay.
trip.
For There's Keefe. Not a rift.
Well, not that I know.
No,
of.
No problem.
I never.
It's not like
never
Trump and Elon
know.
Today or anything.
No. No, this was planned. You know that, Arcand. Arcand in 10 to 2 today. No Keefe. It's Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We got all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. As you know, Arcand, always a very, very healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We will get to the NBA Finals last night. Tech's already rolling in. Jones, the Pacers win. That makes the Celtics sweep look better and better. I have thoughts on that. I know people are trying to do that. Our good buddy B-Rob is one of them. Like, oh.
The Celtics sweep last year?
Yes. Oh, it's okay. So impressive what the Celtics did a year ago against Indiana.
Yeah.
No offense to our good buddy B-Rob, but I disagree with that. I disagree with the Tech's coming in. But Red Sox, Yankees, can you feel it in the air? Can you feel it? It's a big series. You're feeling the atmosphere, the Red Sox-Yankees, the rivalry. It's back in the air, first time in 2025.
I'll be honest. I feel like this may be the last, the end days of the Red Sox. There's 9 games coming up here. 6 of them are against the Red Sox, or against the Yankees. And I just sort of feel like this could be, you remember the Memorial Day Massacre? You remember some of these like big weekends
yeah.
where the Red Sox and the Yankees, and it just ended up being devastating for the season, one or the other, both sides? I think that we're hovering on the brink of that right now. And it's really unfortunate that we're saying these things on June 6th, but that's, I think, where we are.
Where were you preseason with them? Were you, they're a playoff team? Are they
playoff
winning
team
the
sure.
division? I had him in the, I mean, I'll raise my hand. I'm very guilty of this. I had him in the World Series. I had him winning the AL pennant.
You weren't alone either. A lot of people did.
Yeah.
People. It was a big, they were a very sexy choice.
I think pretty much everybody except, right, Billy, you were Red Sox in the World Series?
I had them winning it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Billy took it one step farther than me.
Billy had the duck boats.
Like, yeah, seriously. On opening day, like, it's just the feel is a
yeah.
vibe. I'm like, they're going to go 162-0.
Nick, you had him in the World Series?
Yeah, but I also had him losing to the Braves, who
okay.
stink even
well,
worse.
You know, let's not focus on all the wrong details here, but like we were all pretty bullish on the Red Sox. You're more down on them than even I am. You think this is end of days? This is like the death rattle of the Red Sox season.
I kind of do because they don't. It's not. We're not talking about a whole season here, right? We're talking about till the trade deadline, and the trade deadline is at the end of July, which is in about 6 weeks from now, give or take. And I think if they fall out of it well before then, you're not going to be talking about adding at the deadline. You're not going to be, right? You've seen reports of this. People are already circling the carcass of this team, looking for Jaren Duran. Alex Bregman's only here for a year. Chapman's probably going to be someone. He's having a great year. They're going to be looking at, like, this is a shortened timeline. And I don't think that Red Sox fans fully appreciate that yet. It's like, well, you know, you want to save Crochet for August and September. August and September for this team may not matter if they can't get out of this 9-game stretch here.
Well, that was wild going back a few starts ago against the Mets, where it's like, yeah, if this were later in the year, we'd probably handle it differently.
Right.
You just got to get to that point. Since you brought up Duran and even Abreu, those are two names that Jeff Passan brought up. Would you move either of those if you're the Red Sox?
Yes.
You would.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't feel great about
would
it.
Hang on. Let me rephrase. Would you move Duran?
If they were out of it?
No. I'm saying
right now, today.
Right now. Would you be entertaining offers from the Padres?
I wouldn't do it today. I wouldn't trade him today because I still think that you have time to try and fix this. And you have the talent on the team and all the tools to be able to do it. That's what's so frustrating. That's why this team's driving everybody nuts, because they all know how good they're supposed to be and how good they can be and what they should be and everything else. So I think that until it's really, you know, TNT time with this roster, I wouldn't trade anybody of note. But once that barrier kind of gets crossed, then I think we could see that here in the next 2 weeks. Then yeah, everything should be on the table.
So I wouldn't move Duran in a vacuum. Like if I get blown away, you know, the Pirates are all hot after Duran and they're throwing Paul Skeens at me or something. Well, of course. But in general, I'm not looking to move Duran. I'd move Abreu if that means you get Anthony up here and you get some pitching help. Like I would do that. And I don't think you need to trade Abreu to call up Anthony. He should already be here.
Couldn't you get that for Duran too?
You could, but I would rather have Duran.
I see. Okay.
I would rather keep Duran, and maybe you'd get more for Duran than Abreu, but I think you'd get a pretty good return. We talked about this in spring. Like, I would have moved Abreu for pitching in spring. And you don't need to move an outfielder to get Anthony up here, but if that's what you're telling me they're going to do, and you can balance out the roster and it gets Roman Anthony here, I guess I would entertain that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the precipice of Red Sox-Yankees, I did not expect to be here. I didn't expect to be talking about blowing up the team, end the days. I do wonder on some level, Arcan, if this is kind of what the Red Sox need to get going. And, you know, maybe they get blown out like you suggest they could. They lose 2 out of 3. They get swept. It's a Memorial Day massacre equivalent, an early June massacre. And it goes that way. I could see this waking them up. You know, Cora's gotten prickly. And I think he is getting a little nervous about his situation. I don't know if he's nervous about his job security, but just the way he's viewed by the fan base. I think that's getting to him. I think that's bothering him. He's been extra prickly. He's talked about the Red Sox process, which I interpret as their approach at the plate. Bradford pushed back on that a little bit yesterday. But that's my interpretation, is it was a shot at Breslow and a shot at Driveline. and a shot at baseball ops. And
he's been doing that for a while. Like, remember when he was like, our pitchers should be better than this?
Yeah.
Well, who's that? You know, who are you talking about? You talking about Bailey or you talking about the pitchers or what? Like, these guys aren't getting any better. These things aren't improving. Like, all of that, I don't think he's doing all of that to throw the scent off of him. Like, hey, don't blame me for any of these things, because he did say, you know, maybe it's my fault too. But he's also making sure that everyone sees each aspect of what's not going well with this team. And I think that when you sort of spread it out like that, it's tougher to pin it on one guy. Does that make sense?
No, I do. I just think he seems, antsy about what's going on. Again, I don't think he's worried about getting fired. I would move on from him. I never would have given him the extension, as you well know.
At Monday and Tuesday, you didn't think he sounded a little despondent? I thought he did.
I think he does, but I think he sounded checked out all year. I don't think they're going to fire him. I don't think he's worried about being fired. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But I would move on. I would be done with the manager. I never would have given him the extension. Again, as you well know, I was never a big Cora guy.
True, but the extension also came last year when they were on this hot streak. Remember? Like, it was in the middle of June. It was later in the year than we are right now, when the Red Sox really got hot. And by the time you got to the All-Star break, they were 10 games over 500, and that extension looked really smart. And then after the All-Star break, the Dodgers spanked them, and then they went into a tailspin and never came out of it. So, you know, that it's a long season, obviously, but at that point last year, they were kind of cruising, and it seemed like, okay, it looks like Cora's really turned this thing around, and since then, it's just been miserable.
Yeah, so to me, Red Sox-Yankees is always a big series. The first meeting of the year, I don't think the hype is there like it's been in the past. I do think by Monday, people are going to feel very differently. Like, this is going to be a pivot point series. And either they take two out of three, and we look at the Red Sox like maybe they're starting to emerge. Maybe they sweep, and the Red Sox are starting to emerge, and they're starting to hit their stride. Or it goes the other way, like you said. It's the end of days. I don't think the anticipation is there yet for the series tonight. But I do think by Monday, people are going to look at this as a real pivot point in the season. And I wonder if the Red Sox needed a series like this to be shaken awake a little bit. We're going to find out. Maybe I'm whistling past the graveyard for the obvious that's about to come. I've been bullish on them before. I've been wrong about them before. So I wonder if some of that is going up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.